Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé. How are these fuckers not all in AA? Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs. India, oh, the summer house. Oh, well, oh, well,
sing
oh, well.
Sing it with us.
Tell me more, tell me more. Will they take Hannah's calls?
Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo bop bop, 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 shoo bop bop.
You're a loser and everyone knows it. Don't shut the door on me.
Let's do cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. She just, that's my favorite thing about this episode. They just walk out. People are screaming at one another. And then they're like, happy birthday. It's the biggest, like, contrast.
Carl's just holding that cake like, can I just fucking come in and give y'all this cake?
This was a pretty egregious happy birthday sing, too. I know people were drunk, but it didn't seem like they could even match pitch at this point.
It wasn't great.
Y'all know how I despise the perennial happy birthday song.
I know. You still have this wig sitting on your...
Maybe it will always be there.
It looks like a dead Muppet mouse is here.
I need the spirit of Bertha Russell to be with me at all times. I did appreciate it. It may have been a typo, but on Patreon, someone said, "I love how Poodle checked Bertrand Russell in."
Bertrand.
If I could bring up Bertrand Russell on this podcast, that'd be even more amazing.
I don't know who that is.
What did he do? I think he's an author.
I have to say, props to our sissy meme queen, Christina, our editor on that. She did a pretty funny Gilded Age edit for you.
Oh,
church! Was pretty good. Disaster
is coming, church.
It's in the $15 watch along tier. Y'all, this is reality gazing. This is below debt. This is.
Wow.
This is Summer House.
Get it together.
This is Summer House. This was a good episode of Summer House.
Summer House. I just said before we started, I don't know. I don't even know if I qualify good episodes anymore. It was very dramatic.
It was finally drama between, we're finally getting drama between the people all that live in the house. Now, granted, often it's cutting it all. But
no, often dog with the tongue. Don't make it Kambali.
That's too Kambali, yeah.
Yeah, often with the he thought. Now, I must
but
say,
but it was drama between roommates. We haven't had this. It's all been outside drama with other people.
And it made me.
And it felt kind of just a little more stale.
I wanted all of Sierra's friends in the house, and I think they kept telling her, "Don't make this about you and Lindsay. Make this about Austin." And they would, because that's never going to work.
No, they were trying to tell, like, but I'm glad she didn't, because Lindsay's activated.
She's very activated.
But, and I think this is going to come out more, but I agree with, Hubs has been activated since Vermont.
Yeah.
She does not forget.
No.
She's and not forgetful. But yeah, they were trying to steer her, and Sierra's just too new to that. She's never really dealt a lot with Lindsay.
No. And I want to talk about the fact, and this happens on shows when people are drinking, when people are partying, and they sometimes decide, I'm going to have a go have a conversation with this person. When you're drinking and you think something in your brain says we can have a rational conversation, it's never going to happen.
And they've, but to their, at least from all we've seen, only two seasons I've seen, they've all done this. Amanda's the worst offender.
Oh, the worst.
Amanda, but they've all done
it. Can we talk?
Lindsay's done it. Like, they've all done it.
Yeah.
So you can't fault Sierra for doing it, but.
Well, no,
when
I wanted
someone's birthday party. I would never. You would have gone
know,
up.
Right?
I would never would have gone up.
That's
Lindsay
what I was going to say. It is, and y'all, Hubs is the most birthday centric person alive.
Oh,
and
yes, I don't know anybody who has a pool party and then gets on a mic on a sound system to thank everybody. And well, we're gonna, but the way she suddenly became like she, it became a TED talk of Lindsay.
It did become. We all create our fairy tales the way fairy tales.
So she was reading it off her notes app.
Yeah,
we were sold fairy tales differently than the way we were. Fuck it, just fuck let's it. Drink.
Look at my tits.
And I got this, eggs.
And then she goes, play it, and then they play Taylor Swift's "Today Is a Fairy Tale."
They did.
But they don't have the rights to that.
No.
Bravo doesn't, so that's why we didn't hear
it. No. No, I thought it was a very dramatic episode.
It was.
I am of course rolling my eyes at fucking fuckboy often. But I know they could not say it at the time, but I want all of, and the girls were trying to say, he's the reason why this is happening.
I know.
He's the reason.
Before we get into this, though, we should, though, talk a little bit of some of our notes of, because things led to this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the big fight at the end.
Yeah. Because that was the end.
The episode's
really
called Happily Ever Never.
Never. Season 6, Episode 9. We had a hiatus. We had a week off.
I don't know why. Did they explain?
They didn't.
Who cares?
It didn't feel like a week off because Matt care. Sharp, raw dog, just...
I didn't care enough to speculate.
Didn't. We weren't off.
I want to just say one thing I know. Let's my first teabag. Do you have any announcements before we jump in right into this?
We do want to remind people that whoop, low ticket warning. Boston,
for our live show.
Boston, Philly, low ticket warning. We only have...
10 tickets left for Philly.
10 tickets left for Philly. I think we might have around 20 or 18 for Boston. Not a lot of tickets.
We will sell out, so do not wait. Do not sleep on Boston.
Don't sleep on Boston. Mm-mm. Boston, Philly, low ticket warning. D.C., we still have plenty. However, we sold a good chunk over the last couple of weeks, especially now.
Well, we have the fortunate experience of having two very special guests on our DC show, and that is Aaron Martin and Mary Payne Gilbert
from Pink Shade.
I will never be able to say Mary Payne's name any other way because I just see that as a rising pledge sorority girl saying, "My name is Mary Payne Gilbert. My mother was a Trydale, and I want to be one.
I want to be one too. I've never sucked
a
dick in my life.
Get ready, you're going to."
Get ready.
Even Trydale suck dicks, y'all.
Even, I guess they do.
You weren't in a school where Greek life was a big deal.
And they tried to be at North Texas, but they were a fucking joke.
Oh, my God.
Greek life was not at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure at Michigan, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to pledge?
No.
Did you ever,
I'm not frat material.
Did you ever try to hang out with frat boys?
You know, I went to some parties, but I was never accepted.
All the sorority girls liked you because you were bitchy and you would say things about guys.
Yeah, I tried to get out before the date rape started.
That's probably smarter.
Yeah.
That's probably smarter.
Make a quick exit.
Quick exit.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make light of that, y'all. I just know it happens. So
I think you're calling it
out.
I no, so I don't know much at all. But I will say I'm very excited. We're excited to see them. We're excited to be in D.C. Nashville, we have tickets left for Nashville. Atlanta
is sold out.
So, but plenty. I think Nashville we have the most. So if you're in Tennessee, we're in the city winery there. It's quite big. So come on. It's a large winery, and we'd like to have people there.
We are very excited that we're going to be announcing kind of like the second phase of our Live Laugh Live tour after our Nashville show. We'll be talking about additional dates in new cities. We've mentioned cities like cities in Texas, mentioned like places like Minneapolis.
We have.
We've even mentioned the Ohio cities.
We have talked about Ohio. So someone asked, are you coming to Louisiana soon? And I went, well,
maybe not this time.
Shout out, but hearts go out to the people in New Orleans. They were just hit by a tornado suburb.
And Austin.
Austin had one too? All right,
last couple days.
Sending it out to you. Sending it out to you.
It is kind of hard sometimes being in Los Angeles when you do see people with bad weather. And we're like, the wind has been awful here.
It blew open my window. It was very bad. Very bad. I think that's it. We just talk about live show stuff. We pick royalty, y'all. We gave you the first two episodes of season two on our free feed, and now
this one's called "Mind Your Pig Business."
Mind Your Pig Business.
Episode three.
Where it's dropping solely on our premium Reality Gaze extra content on Supercast or Patreon. That'll drop on Those drop on Thursday?
Yes, because it airs on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You won't even find it on picklefinder.net, and you can get everything there.
I know, you can't. Canadian Sissies, apparently we've heard they dropped the first episode of Pig Royalty of this season.
And the third.
And then they didn't drop the second.
I'm sorry.
Fucking tweet and tag Discovery Plus, and when y'all do that, we've been retweeting it.
Yeah.
Not that we have a big Instagram. I think we have like 3,000 people are on Twitter. But we still help. Yeah. We're trying to let them know.
The moose that pushes the buttons.
Yeah.
In
some Mounties getting fired.
In Discovery Plus Canada took the day off.
I'm sad I'm in a relationship in a way. Well, I'm not happy. I'm not sad.
Okay.
I'm very happy I'm in a relationship.
No,
I'm happy I'm in a relationship for the rest of my life because I think I will be. However, I did always want to get fucked by a Canadian Mountie, and I never made that happen.
I don't know what to say about
that. And that hat, and they're just doing it. I think that'd be fun. Maybe when we go to Canada eventually, you can get mounted by a Mountie.
We need to move on. This is a weird area.
I think. Tell me you're not into it.
Well, it's like a weird cosplay thing.
He gets off of a horse. And he looks at you.
No, listen, here's the thing. I could just have someone who's about to plow me put on a Mountie uniform.
Not the
just
same.
Just do that.
Not the same.
You know, it's too much work to get a Mountie.
Not the same.
I think they'd have like a code of duty or something. They wouldn't be able to plow you.
Maybe by plowing you, they'd go against their code. And so then you're having them break
That's
the rules.
That's hotter. For me to be turned on, it has to go like fucked up in some way.
Toronto Mounties, come at Poodle, because we would like to go to, we're not going to Canada anytime soon, because they're being very strict about
the border is very strict, but we are looking to go there.
We are.
Let me start in with my tea bags here.
Please.
So, please. I just have to say that it has been this whole season, this idea of Maya. It's like, I can't find anybody. I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it became clear for Maya, she is not ready for Dick. She's not ready for Dick this summer.
I enjoyed this little segment with her because we finally got to the bottom of it.
And it's clear. I mean, they're like, she's, for her, like, Dick was great in theory. Like, you know, you study dick theory in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when there's
Professor
Dick.
Professor Schlong.
Yes. When there's Dick being secondary level dick theory.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When there's Dick being thrown at her face, she's like, you know what? It's too real. I understand that.
That's.
It got real for her.
It got real.
And then she's like, now Dick is not just in the abstract. I don't want this Dick.
I mean,
I don't think she wants that guy, Oliver, who's hot.
He is hot.
But
think about it.
She's not ready.
This is going to really bother you, but I'm about to say something because I need you to imagine something and you're not going to like it. But imagine if you were in a committed relationship for all of your 20s.
Not familiar.
Yeah. Just even saying that makes my stomach tight. Because, yeah. Y'all, your 20s is where you, I mean, that's where you fuck around and do fun stuff.
Well, here's
stuff.
The thing.
The fact she didn't have any of that, and then I'm like, you don't need to date anybody right now.
I think once you get out, if you are in your late 20s, early 30s, and you have been in a committed relationship since your early 20s, which is kind of, it is your time to explore different options for yourself, for sexuality and everything like that. She seems like she has not had that chance.
No.
And it is going to take time for her to accept that. And she even says, you know, later on, she talks about not loving herself.
Amanda looks so fucking freaky with those light eyes.
Oh, that really has bothered me.
But her and Paige were good friends to her in that moment. Yeah.
I don't know if drunk screaming at, you need to love yourself, is really the most helpful.
I enjoyed it.
But I'm saying it was a nice conversation to have.
I mean, I think we're going to see her go out with Oliver next. I hope production's not pushing that because
it felt like it was
pain to see that.
Me
because
too.
I agree with you. It's okay to say.
She's not ready for dick.
It's okay to say, I'm not ready for dick. I'm not ready to date. That's okay. I just want to do my thing. Nothing's wrong with that.
I have never condoned forced dicking in my administration.
Have you ever been not ready for, you know what? I'm not going to ask that question.
Maybe first thing in the morning. No, not even that.
Not even that. Not even that.
But there's sometimes if I've been in a relationship where I've been seeing someone. No, not even then. Even then, I've been ready for dick.
Yeah, you've always been ready for dick.
I understand what she associates dick with.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, she can't have a fling. That's just not her.
She also did. I mean, you've talked more about this just from personal experience. She did date a chef. And as you've described, you've described chefs as very brutal to be in a relationship
with.
Yes,
they are.
So I don't know if he was that way, but it just sounds
they're all very self-centered. She was engaged to Kwame, who was kind of a star on his season of Top Chef.
Okay.
Very much a know-it-all chef, very talented, but you could see how being with him would be hard.
Mm.
Yeah. She would have to really be in his shadow.
It does seem like that, and it makes sense that she seems not even, y'all, there's some construction happening, so sorry. That she's not even not ready for dick, but also it's almost as if she's not necessarily ready to step into the light. That's okay. I think sometimes people think if you're not ready to own yourself or be in the light and take, that means you're not confident or you're weak. I think there's nothing wrong with pausing, just taking an emotional pause in life and not necessarily, you don't have to put yourself out there all the time.
So why not go on a reality show where people are drinking?
She did.
It does seem like a
it
choice.
It makes sense now where sometimes we felt like Maya's like, I don't really want to be here. It makes sense now because she wasn't, I don't think
I
she
would
was ready
love
for
to know the process she went through for this show.
Yeah.
I would love to know if she was approached or because
she's Paige's friend, right?
You know, that's always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. It's always like,
it's like this show, y'all. Jake and I are friends.
Yeah, right. We definitely knew each other before the show.
It is funny how I went to this the AMBY Awards, which is the podcast awards, and I was talking to the ladies from Even the Rich.
Name dropper.
Pardon?
Name dropper.
Well, no, I want to tell people wasn't even hanging. I don't think the AMBYs are that much of a name drop. I don't think it's like,
explain what that is.
It's not like
for people who don't know.
It's like the podcast Oscars. It's not like the Oscars though. Like Channing Dungey's not there, like managing stuff or whatever.
Who?
The woman who's head of ABC, the Oscars.
Oh yeah.
So it's like a little award thing, y'all. Like nobody, like the head of Wondery's there. They don't know who the fuck I am, whatever. But I did speak to the ladies from Even the Rich.
Yes,
Arisha,
you told me.
And Brooke.
Brooke. Brooke Ziprin.
And they said to me, she said, do people ask if you're really friends? Because people think we're not friends and that it's fake. And I'm like,
I don't think we could fake that. I don't know.
And I've listened to them, and we actually talked about doing a collab with them. We really liked them. But I don't think I said, when you talk about going to pick up your roommate because he's stranded somewhere, or Poodle tells stories of me having a mojito party and I'm passed out by 3 p.m., I think people believe we're friends.
Those help, but I understand why people think that, because for some people, because it...
Maybe because they're a more professional show than we are.
Maybe.
Because we're not.
What do you mean, unprofessional?
Anyway.
What do you mean there's just hammering going on in my backyard?
We're real friends, y'all.
God, what's your first teabag?
So my teabag kind really is this. I don't want to... So much of this whole episode was really just Tierra Austin. It really was the entire thing. So it's kind of hard to talk about teabags with not just talking about this happened and this happened and this happened.
Right.
But one thing I just want to talk about is this is a theme that happens throughout, is that the guys know, they know Austin's playbook from minute one. Even Andre, he's like... Andre is like, this guy...
I call him Andy because that's easier. That makes me not say Andre or Andrea.
Yeah, I do call him Andy because I call him that. But he...
Yeah, even he said that. I wrote that. He's like, Austin's going into this. He's like, I've done this before. Even I wouldn't do this.
And I wouldn't do this. And then later on, y'all, even Luke has
Luke
a moment.
Luke calls him out saying, stop being a fuckboy.
And Austin's when like, I'm not a fuckboy. I'm not a fuckboy.
Wait a minute. So when Luke and Andy are calling you out for being a fuckboy, you have achieved epic fuckboy status.
Epic fuckboy status.
And when I'm not saying that in a good way, y'all. Let me just make this clear. If Austin had not been stirring up shit with Lindsay and Sierra and all the other women in the house, this fight would have never happened. There would have been no animosity.
No, but you also have it for people that they showed the clips, but it's not really enough. If you didn't see
Winter House,
yep. You're not going to get kind of all the backstory of because Austin fucking played Lindsay for a fool in Winter House.
In
the very beginning. And finally, she just kind of dropped it.
Well, she dropped it in like episode three, and she got into Jason.
Yeah. But she did say, and they showed this clip, Lindsay full on said, I remember her going, I am in love with you.
Yes.
I'm in love with you.
I love you.
And Austin's like,
oh my God, what are you talking? You may think you're loving me?
He talked about this, but y'all, I would bet $100 if Madison LaCroix showed up on his doorstep, he would take her back.
100%.
That's what...
He's still destroyed by her.
He's still destroyed by her. Therefore,
I don't blame her for everything, all of his behavior.
No.
But
because he is a fuckboy before her.
But the immolation of that relationship made him ravenous to be a fuckboy.
Yeah.
The reason why, y'all, he's trying to dull the pain still.
He's...
Through fucking.
Maya's not ready for dick. Austin's not ready for a relationship. He's got to get mad. He needs to fuck Madison out of him.
Yep.
Because I guarantee Sierra, Lindsay, whoever, some girl named Jennifer, whoever, Georgia.
There's always a Jennifer.
A Georgia in South Carolina, wherever. Oh. When he's fucking you, he's thinking about Madison.
Yes, he is.
He is, y'all.
And her brutal, her like evil smile.
He is. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That led into that whole thing was just about all the guys. If all the guys are calling you out, I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because now you're in love with him. Luke was quite attractive when Luke had a backbone and was standing up to Austin. He did. He looked very handsome with his piercing blue eyes and long eyelashes as he talked to Austin.
It's really weird how a conversation in the bottom, in the basement of a theater, bonding over whiskey, changed everything for me. And it's not real. I'm that easy to convince.
Yeah, I think it could have happened in the middle of a Kmart, and you still would have been convinced.
And it's true.
It's very true. Y'all, we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, my next thing, and this is getting more into the Austin Sierra,
it really was the
Lindsay
whole thing, yeah.
Evil threesome version. When Austin is talking to Sierra, she's like, let's talk. Can we talk? And I'm thinking, this is also a bad idea. And even Austin, yeah. I'm not saying anything good about him. Even Austin says, I would love to talk to you about this, but not now. Because anything, even Austin knows that anything we can say when we've been drinking is not going to help.
Also, he's been not once, but he's been making out with Lindsay repeatedly. Also, though,
he says she kissed me. Did you notice that?
He does say that.
Yeah. What a dick.
Well, remember how long we forget. It's been a while with Southern Charm. Although Patricia Altschul did post new season, she said coming soon.
It'll probably end this summer.
That's what I think, in the summer.
They usually start airing it in July, something like that.
Austin never takes responsibility.
Yeah, you're right.
He never has. He's always like, he always plays a victim card whenever something goes down. And Craig kind of does too.
They're all man
it's
boys.
It's all the Peter Pan man baby. Like, I did nothing. And it's just playing women upon each other. He's like, but they've already made out several times.
Yeah.
He kissed Lindsay. We fucking saw it.
Right.
Now, but it is interesting how Lindsay is convinced herself that they're just hooking up. Winterhouse was only, remember y'all, 4 months
ago. 4 months previously.
So she's already not in love with Austin anymore.
Right.
Do we believe that?
I think any amount of alcohol gets Lindsay into fairy tale daydreaming mode.
And especially a fairy tale daydreaming birthday party.
Yeah. And I think, I think she's a little more realistic about it, but still not, because Lindsay, even if you tell her, even though Lindsay likes to get dick, and she's like, I don't give a shit. I just want to have fun. I want to do all that.
That's an act.
That's an act.
That's an act.
And Sierra is someone who would like to be that way, but she cannot be that
way. No, she cannot.
Everything for Sierra is emotional.
Yeah.
And there was just something that I wished, and I wish that Sierra, I guess she just couldn't do it, because she was, y'all, during that birthday song, you watched Sierra was over there chewing on her fingers.
And
that was hard to watch.
She was pissed.
The stank face.
Because I don't think, when Austin said, I'd love to talk to you, I don't believe that. I don't think Austin wants to talk to her.
No,
sober, drunk,
totally agree. But I'm saying it is the better idea to tell Sierra, we can't do this right now on Lindsay's birthday.
Yes.
And or when we're drinking.
But it's the thing that Austin is chef's kiss at doing, he sends mixed signals more than anyone in the world. Because if you think
about gets by with it.
What's led up to this. I know. I don't think he has an amazing dick.
He's just so fucking charming. He will make you think you're the only person in the room.
And that's the deal.
Mostly, it's all usually men. A lot of men have that star quality.
But he's
that
been
can
flirting with her all. If we look at when Austin showed up, he's been making Sierra feel like she's the only person he wants.
Yeah,
pardon me, I had a hiccup. Only person he wants to be with in the house.
But I agree with you.
And then he goes, "What are you talking about?"
I'm thinking Lindsay's aware of that more than Sierra is.
Oh no, I'm just saying that she's not. And so this is all, wait a minute, just yesterday you're flirting with me,
right?
We're going out to dinner, we're dancing, we're kissing in front of Lindsay,
right?
That was not, you know, that it feels maybe because we had time off, but he was just treating her like she is his girlfriend, but he never says the words or anything.
Yeah,
she said that this is kind of going into that as far as Sierra and Austin, they Paige or someone brings up that they talked about in Vermont. I couldn't remember when they had a talk in Vermont. I think
he said he wasn't ready.
He said he was. He said, okay. So he said he wasn't ready for a relationship.
Yeah. He basically, she was totally into him. And then she even came this summer with feelings of, she's like, I still have feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
What should have happened was if Lindsay had been if Lindsay had been vigilant enough to notice that Sierra was already having feelings, Lindsay should have went up to Sierra and say, I'm thinking of inviting Austin.
Oh, that's not what Lindsay does.
But I know, but I'm saying, I think that would have made things a lot easier with Sierra, that she had checked, that would have validated Sierra's feelings that another girl in the house said that. But that's not Lindsay, you're right.
Lindsay, the words Lindsay, validate another woman's feelings never go together.
Fair.
She's
a man's woman, y'all. Yep. She's a man's woman.
She will, including Danielle.
Only Danielle.
maybe. But even if it really came to it, Lindsay would step over any woman for a man.
I agree.
Because Lindsay always thinks about herself when it comes to men, which was why she's so great on reality television.
Yeah.
Full stop. It's.
Do you remember she looked at Austin when they were fighting? She's like, can we go out?
Can we go out?
I just want to, was it my teabag? I believe, yeah. So
I know, this one's not as much
it's
teabag.
It's messy.
Because it's all
I just
happened.
Also want to talk about Lindsay and Carl's commercial for the Lost City. Did you see it? You probably fast-forward right through it. They did a commercial, and Carl was in like that Channing Tatum white blonde wig. She's like, she looked great too. She was painted. Her face was beat.
Oh wow,
she looked great. And so she was kind of making fun of themselves in that commercial for The Lost City, which kind of looks interesting. And I never say it about Sandra Bullock movies.
Do you believe them that they're a couple now?
You know, I do. I watched Watch What Happens Live. Uh-huh. I made it through it. You know how I hate watching Andy Cohen interview people.
But it convinced me as well.
That's what it did it for me.
Yeah, it did. I believe they're a couple.
You know what it was? Her, when she was talking, he was looking at her.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew it.
Yeah. Y'all, he's dicking her down good.
Yeah.
She's happy about
it. And wow, you could even see a big change in her then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is Lindsay. What we're watching, y'all, we're watching classic activated messy Hub House.
Because, well, what she's doing, and I agree. I mean, I like Sandra Bullock a lot more than you do. I love Sandy. The Lost City does look good. Mainly because I think Daniel Radcliffe looks really funny in it.
He wasn't in the trailer.
Oh, he's the villain.
And
he's,
oh!
Yeah, he's funny. So, what Lindsay is doing is that we ought to do, we've done this moments, and you know when you go through some experience, whether it's a relationship and you think you've changed, we try to, in your 20s, Poodle, what happens when you're in your 20s and you date a guy for like 3 or 4 months, you start to get serious and then they have to, their wife finds out or whatever, or y'all break up.
Hey! I'd like to argue with you, but yeah.
You just go back to your old ways.
Yeah.
You can't do that in your mid-30s.
It's a lot harder.
It's a lot harder to do that in your mid-30s. And Lindsay,
You need a whole day of recovery.
Well, just not even physically, but also emotionally. Lindsay's hanging on, I think, to the last dregs of trying to go back to old Hubs.
I think that's a very astute opinion. I agree.
And now that to me what makes sense why Carl then would be, because I think she's made an about face. Now, Kyle has never.
Weirdly, there was no Kyle and Amanda drama.
You know why?
This episode.
Because Kyle wasn't blasted drunk.
That's true.
He said, we're getting along like old times. And I said, it's because you're just kind of tipsy having fun.
Yeah.
I give you like 4 more shots of alcohol. And if people were paying attention to you and drinking with you, but they're not, you and Amanda would be fighting.
Interesting. That could be very true.
Think so.
What's your next one? This is let's just talk about the fight.
Yeah.
It really begins with Lindsay. This was I saw it start to happen, y'all. This was a car wreck. When Sierra said, "Lindsay, can we talk?" and just now. That phrase, and she said, "Absolutely not."
Absolutely not.
Now, y'all, Sierra, that should have been when you walked away. And knowing you don't want to tassel with Lindsay right now.
No, but what kind of makes this great? Here's the deal. Lindsay is, especially old guard, Lindsay's kind of been, I have to say, it's a much more interesting cast now that, in some ways, now that Hannah's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've missed Hannah because...
Well, Hannah was the main Lindsay antagonist before this.
So... Lindsay doesn't have it, but what's happening now is Sierra is standing up for herself. But what happens when Hannah's gone is Paige becomes a much more confrontational Paige, which Danielle and Lindsay don't know what to do with.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're not used to Paige being that way.
No, they are not. It's usually kind of sitting trying to calm Hannah down.
Yes, like a Maya. If you notice, Maya, who has really been this... With around Paige, she talks more of a game, but Maya is completely laid back on this.
I think Maya knows Maya's Maya doesn't have any emotional skin in the game, and she knows the worst thing I can do is activate Lindsay because it will not end
Maya
well.
Maya reads a room better.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just think the dynamics of just the changed house is, and of course, Amanda's still Amanda, but yes, that Sierra Pret. Pushing her was fucking gold just because Sierra thinks she's going to get Lindsay to crack, but Lindsay is the most stubborn person on the house.
It was, I was watching that happening and I'm thinking, where is Paige? Where is everybody? Paige? Y'all need to get in there and stop this from happening because this is, y'all do this anytime. Do it when Lindsay is finally starting to come out of her hangover.
Yes.
And she might be halfway receptive.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Maybe.
And especially if you got someone like Carl to talk to her first, to kind of butter her up.
Yeah.
But she keeps pressing it forward and
she just leaves.
Yeah, this one's like, can we get out of here?
She goes, she goes and does the costume change first.
Danielle, like, Sierra makes the mistake of calling Lindsay a sucker-ass bitch.
Yes.
And Danielle, who can't wait to stand up for Lindsay every chance she gets.
Danielle, who has no skin in the game, decides that now she does. Because really, well, Danielle has no business butting in.
They the storytelling showed us this was going to happen. I don't know if you saw it. When Lindsay actually asked her, all I'm asking for you to do is make sure I have the best birthday. And that I don't care.
Yeah, it's because that's when Lindsay's drunk in the bedroom. And she's like, I can fuck whoever I want.
Right.
So and you also see, Paige says this later, but you see that this isn't just, I don't believe this is just a casual fuck for Lindsay. Not that she loves Austin, but this is payback. I think it is payback. I think
I could see how that's real.
That's Lindsay.
But
that's
what I want to say, that there will always be, and it is something that's been since Hannah and Paige came. Basically, it's all of the younger women started coming to the house, and it was Lindsay. Since all the people who were Lindsay's age weren't coming to the house anymore, it has always been the young woman versus the older
women. It's not even about them. I agree. I think for Lindsay, it's a deeper thing of she's so concerned with getting older and not being viable. And not
Sierra
being,
is the youngest of all of them.
She's the youngest, and she's arguably the prettiest.
Hot.
She's fucking gorgeous and can have... So I agree, Lindsay is threatened by
and,
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why Danielle that's is true. Also... Danielle is the same...
She's an old guard,
in
too.
The same kind of thing. And so it's a little turf protection here.
I agree with that.
And
totally.
So it's really interesting. And all I can think of is this was all... And what Paige said in Winterhouse... Can you believe all these girls fighting over Austin Kroll?
No, none of us can.
Yeah.
There's they intercut back and forth a little bit. That fight kind of dispels and Lindsay leaves to go, I think, do another costume change. But then Austin and Sierra have this conversation and you see why Austin is such a piece of shit because
this was awful.
Austin looks at her. This is what Austin does. He did this with Madison. He does it when a girl gets upset, he gaslights her and acts like she has no reason to be mad at him.
Right.
And it's not that. So this is what I want to ask you. We were talking. Because Austin told her in Winterhouse, I don't want to be in a relationship. Is everything he
said,
done?
Not exactly. He said, I'm not ready.
He said, I'm not
which
ready.
Which is different than what you said.
That's very true.
Yes.
Does that excuse his behavior of how he is kind of...
Nothing excuses this behavior.
Okay. No, I just wanted... Yeah. Because I think that Austin's going to say, I told her I wasn't ready. Why is she acting like a crazy girl about this when I've done nothing?
No. The reason
why... Because he looks at her and says, what the fuck? What the fuck?
The reason...
Like he did nothing.
The reason why he's saying that is he thinks she should have... He thinks that when he came to that house, she should have, instead of being coy with him, she should have told him how she felt the first night. She should have made the first move.
Oh, that's what...
That's what, in his thought, he says, well, look what you did now.
Which is not what he wanted.
No.
He's just using
it
as
Austin's mind. In Austin's mind, he thinks these women should fight each other for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll never admit that. But he's basically saying, well, you know, I had to like have fun with Lindsay, because you were ignoring me. You did not tell me, you did not beg me to be in a relationship with you because Sierra was being coy when he got
and
there.
Because they both don't communicate well.
And this is getting back at her on that level.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
because Austin's very, he won't admit it, but he's very sensitive.
Worse than Craig.
Worse than Craig. And so, because then later, Austin is like trying to... Andy's in the room, and Austin pushes Sierra in the room, and he's trying to shut the door, and it's Paige's room, and he shuts the door on Paige, and Paige fucking goes
off. All of the women in the house who haven't fucked Austin hate Austin.
Well, and I think Paige they're fine now, but I think she's bringing all of the Craig, fucking Kristen Cavalieri.
Yes, all of it.
She is bringing deck...
Layers of
being over fucking fuckboy men.
Yep.
And she starts yelling. She's like, don't shut the door on me. Don't. And he's like,
you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, that's
what
where
do you
she,
mean? Yeah,
that's where she calls him a loser.
Paint. Can we talk about this?
Because it's already, like, it was interesting earlier in the fight when Sierra, did you notice when Sierra asked Austin when they were talking about the kitchen, she said, how do you feel about me? And Austin is completely avoids that question
yeah.
and doesn't say. And that's such a, y'all, if someone's, not, if men are mostly direct. Men usually are direct. I
disagree with that, but.
I think if a guy is not being direct with you, if you call a guy on a question, or anyone really, a man or a woman, and they're not direct with you, there's your sign that they're not that into you.
Kind of. I disagree that men are direct. I think men would rather that men, the modern man, the man in 2022 is not direct with women. I think they're expecting women to make the rules about what communication will be.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't think men are direct. I think mature men are direct.
Yeah, that's probably a better question. Austin is not mature.
And I think men who men who are non-committal or afraid of commitment are not direct. They would much prefer that. So I would say that men, I don't think men or women are really direct.
You've really dated a lot of fuck boys.
No, I'm just being honest. I think a lot of women would agree with me here.
No, I agree with you. I can see that, actually. The definition of mature men, yeah.
Yeah, but I think directness in what I want is rare for a lot of men.
I think Paige,
especially the ones we see on television.
Yeah, especially the ones. I think Paige called it when she said, "It's a bait and switch." The Austin that Sierra saw in Winterhouse is not Austin. This guy,
100% agree.
This is the real Austin. I have to say,
100%.
I agreed with everything. For me, Paige was the all star of this episode.
Yeah.
Everything she said, I went yes, 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 yes. Yeah.
And when she said, "What was it?" when she was telling Austin, even Danielle, even though she's pissed, she's like, this guy has two strong women at each other's throats.
And Danielle is trying to make peace. She's trying to, like, because Sierra and Paige are still buddy-buddy friends, Danielle and Lindsay, they have no emotional attachment to Sierra. As
zero.
They just live in a house together. But
they don't really have any attachment to Paige.
They really don't.
Barely.
Y'all, yeah. Because
they don't hang out.
I still say Paige and Lindsay can't stand each other.
No.
I don't think they ever have. Because of Hannah.
This is why I'm saying, y'all, there's a generational divide in the house.
But also, if you haven't watched prior seasons, Hannah and Lindsay really hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
And Paige was Lindsay's number one. So
remember that scene when Hannah and Lindsay are talking, it's like near up thing, and Hannah's like, yeah, but that's what you told me. And Lindsay's like, why are you talking like that to me? And
it was just like, gotcha.
They were oil and water.
They were oil and water. That's
there's a lot of similarities there, but like, and Hannah would call Lindsay out on her stuff, and no one does that.
No one does. She would call Hannah and Kyle.
Yes.
And that's why.
That's why she was good on the show.
She was good on the show.
I know a lot of people hated her. But up till season 5, I was a Hannah fan.
Five is just where she kind of was, I think,
dealing with
her
own
stuff.
She wanted it out.
Yeah. She was kind of spinning.
Oh, and that guy. Bleh. Bleh. Fiance. Toxic fiance.
I agree.
I just want to say one thing, I don't have much more to say. But when they are going out.
I want to talk about the Lindsay Paige fight.
Oh, that's that's what I'm
okay. Yeah.
So, where they're go ahead.
No, it's that. So y'all, Austin and Paige try to talk. They're talking, and they're kind of having a civil conversation, and then Lindsay comes up, and Lindsay says, Lindsay's trying to rip. She's like, I don't understand. Lindsay's doing the whole, I don't understand what's going on. And Lindsay said, there's zero talk. This is not my problem. And Paige looks at her and says, is it? She says, do you think Austin's behavior has been poor? Do you think he's like been playing you or CR? And she's like, not my problem.
Yeah.
I excuse everything Austin did. Which is saying then, fuck Sierra. Even though Lindsay won't admit that, that's what it's saying. And so Paige goes on. She's like, Paige Fool is like, dude, I fucking took up for you all weekend. And she's like, that is bullshit. And Lindsay's like, apologize to me. I don't understand what Lindsay wanted to be apologized for. That's what I was confused about.
This is. Maybe I can bring some light to this, although I can't understand it completely. Mm. Paige and Hub House are working on two entirely different moral codes.
Yeah, that's true.
Paige
has a very strong one that's pretty ethical.
For Lindsay, though, this is all about the code of who's been her friend the longest.
Yeah.
Who, and also men supersede anything like that.
Yeah.
And Lindsay also is just used to people saying, that's Lindsay. She's erratic. She'll say things like that, and people excuse it. Because of the kind of dynamic of her personality.
Yeah.
When she is called out about it, especially when she's been drinking, it's not going to be good.
It's like, as Paige said,
she is more reasonable when she's not been drinking.
Not been drinking. But when Paige said, she's like, sure. She said, I'm not apologizing to you, but you're right, Lindsay. You're always right. No one can ever disagree with you.
Right.
That's fair to say.
It is.
But when Lindsay's like, you need to apologize. My favorite moment, I felt like proud parent or something watching, is when Paige said, I know I'm not apologizing. She's like, I just told you. She said, you can walk away like you always do. And she said, you always walk away. So now, Lindsay, I'm walking away like you do to everyone. So watch.
It's true.
Me.
Lindsay does walk away. But
it's like that Lori Morgan song.
I'm walking away, oh, weirder.
That's
Kathy Mattea.
Yeah, that's, ooh.
This is going to be a song I don't know.
If you don't want to see me go, just watch me, ooh, watch me. You know what? You're going to sing that in a cabaret.
Is that
you're going to do a sequel to your Lori Morgan Something Red.
Was that
red.
A single, or is that ooh, a B-side
watch
something
me
you
walk
had?
Away.
Again, I need to know.
It was a single. It was popular. Okay. Ooh, just watch
sometimes,
me walk away.
Sometimes you have deep cuts on albums, and I've never heard of them, and no one else has either.
Ooh. All right.
But I want to say, you waylaid me. I had something to say.
Sorry. Sorry.
But I know what it was. We're watching kind of the devolving of a long dynasty in Summer House. I'm saying this like it's like I'm on A&E or something.
No, I agree. You and I have been kind of foreshadowing.
I've been watching it for a long time.
But the show has to change next season. Go ahead, speak
to
this.
We're watching a dynastic change because the younger girls are starting to finally come for the older women
and calling
in the house.
Them on their bullshit.
Yeah, because it used to be they'd get in snit fights, but it was never overt.
This is very,
Hannah was the only one.
If you look at what the big fights have happened this year, we have them coming for Lindsay on Lindsay's bullshit. Because as Paige said, I believe this was she wanted to throw this in Sierra's face.
Yep.
Full stop. They earlier when Kyle was. They're trying to call Kyle finally on his bullshit.
Right.
Through the vehicle of Amanda, but it's because they're all sick of Kyle's bullshit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's
a dynastic change.
A dynastic change, if you will.
You'd hear that on Summer House.
but the way you guys, if you go back to Summer House season one with those twins and even season two with like Steven and no, Steven Jules is season three, I believe. But then fucking Jordan, who I think is season four. No, Jordan, maybe Jordan's season three. I get them all mixed up. But those early Summer House seasons I watched when I was like folding laundry, so I was barely half there.
Mm-hmm.
Summer House did not get good until season three, mm-hmm. and that was Hannah and Paige.
Because it created this dynamic.
Yeah.
I agree. Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay and Carl. Because y'all think about, they're having the fight in the house. Where's Carl? He's outside with his girlfriend, Mackenzie, talking about being triggered. He is not meant for this house anymore.
And do you think she was having a good time at all?
No.
And everyone was working so hard, y'all, to say, I think really Mackenzie really fits in. Because they all love Carl so much. They were trying. She was miserable at this party.
And I'm telling you, if they came back to try to be in Summer House as a couple,
I don't think
that
it'd work.
Would be hard for Carl and Lindsay's relationship, because I think Lindsay might want to try to be old Lindsay.
Yeah.
But Lindsay's been making changes, and I don't think Carl wants to be around that.
Let's just say this to finish this up. Lindsay brings home a hot guy named Luciano when they fuck in the bedroom.
And they fuck in the bedroom.
And
full
it's
on
obvious.
And Austin is just playing cards with Luke.
That's the show, y'all. This was a bonkers
this
one.
This was a bonkers episode.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't even know if I can call. I've never said Summer House was a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought it was a very juicy show. It's trash. And it's a show that I love because it never really aspired to be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a juicy episode. But that's why I was saying a dynastic change is coming. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming for the old guard.
Y'all go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can get all the information on our live shows. Or if you're on our Instagram, click on that link that you'll see our memes there. Follow us on TikTok. We're almost up to like 4,000 people on TikTok.
Wow.
I know. It's very, people enjoy our memes, which is fun for us to do.
What a big TikTok people have?
Like millions.
Oh.
Yeah. So not, you were thinking like 20,000. You're like, we're a quarter of the way there almost. Want to fly Continental Airlines to our next TikTok summit?
JetBlue.
Yeah, exactly. No, that still is an airline.
Oh, that's still an airline?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go
Value Jet.
Value Jet. We'll go stay at the Palms in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I think that's closed now. What was that hotel that we went to Vegas? You said, we've got to go to this casino.
Circus.
So, Jake was like, y'all, we've got to go to Circus. It's so nice.
And no, I said it's fun. But
no, you did say it's nice because it was like 12 years ago that you
Yeah, when
went,
I went. Yeah.
And we walked in and Jake looks around.
I'm like, this is a shithole.
That's what he just said it really loud. And a woman walking by, a waitress who like in her 60s, just kind of looked at him.
She's like, you're right, honey.
You're right.
Get out of here while you still can.
Oh, boy. You also go to, we would love to see y'all live on the road. So come out and see us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You know the drill, everybody. Share the show. Sharing's caring. We're having a good, we needed this season of Summer House. We needed it.
This has been a pretty good season.
Been pretty good.
I'm going to say.
All right, everybody. So remember. If you are planning your own birthday party, but you want to celebrate the age of your eggs versus the age of your actual body.
Yes.
And if you have three outfit changes.
And a carton of Plan B on your cake.
And a carton of Plan B on your cake. And somebody comes and picks you up and throws you in the pool and you get water all up your nose. You come up out of that pool water. You shake your hair. And what do you say, poodle?
Who's chasing?
Who's
chasing?
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts.
Oh.
But,
what are you going to do?
That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.